This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, D.A., I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, D.A., what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
D.A., what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, D.A.? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man. Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Happy Thirsty Thursday to you, boys and girls.
How many beers ago? Probably a thousand.
Appreciate you dropping on by, spending some time with us. Got a good show in these next 2 hours. We'll tackle a potential Stanley Cup revenge series. We've got your best audio of the day straight ahead as well. As J.D. Martinez, the Red Sox, are off to one of their best starts in franchise history. OKC's big three coming up small. And the Devils pulling a trick out of their marketing basket that Pete the Body Bilotti would not be happy with.
Oh, okay.
All of that coming up over the next 2 hours of the show, and potential first-round draft pick linebacker Arizona State Christian Sam. You can always hit us up on the phones at any of that at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. Let's start with the passing of Greg Popovich's wife, Erin. Greg obviously has been the Hall of Fame head coach in the NBA for 20 years. The bar, the Belichick, if you will, of the NBA. And after a protracted illness, Erin Popovich passes away yesterday. This affected everybody in the NBA. And I think that so often we see players and coaches simply as puppets for our teams, actors in a play for LeBron James. Some people love LeBron. He is the hero. For some people, LeBron is the villain. We use LeBron in these kind of weird debate ways of he's not better than Michael. He is better than Michael. He's not better than Kobe. He is better than Kobe. As though he's not actually a human being doing human being stuff. He's just an actor in our play for our debate purposes. But last night, Ali LaForce asked LeBron James his thoughts on Greg Popovich's wife passing away as LeBron has grown very close to Pop.
LeBron, during this game, we got the really devastating news. The Spurs announced that Erin, Coach Popovich's wife, officially passed away. I know you're close with Pop. Any words or thoughts you'd like to share with him?
Fans, we hope you've enjoyed your evening here with us tonight. We look forward to seeing you on Friday for the Watch Party. It starts at 7 p.m. Stop by the ticket office.
I'm a huge Pop fan. I love Pop. That's such a tragedy, and you know, my best wishes goes out to Pop and his family. I know that's devastating news, and it's just a lot. I mean, the NBA family, we all stick together. I know we compete every night, but something like this happens, it puts everything in perspective. So, you know, I send my well wishes and my prayers up to the heavens above. I know the man above never makes a mistake, even when you sometimes have to ask why. But that's just terrible news. And Best of luck to Pop, man, and everybody in San Antonio, the whole Spurs family. That's all I can say, Allie.
And if you saw the visual of LeBron really struggling to get through that answer, you could see how human he really was. LeBron is a superhero on the floor, but I think it's also really impressive that he can also be a human being when it matters, because these guys live in totally different spheres of reality than we do. And to see him truly choked up, truly emotional about the passing of a friend's wife like Greg Popovich was a really human moment. And I think that, at least for me, I appreciate the humanity of it, and I appreciate the empathy of it, and I appreciate LeBron James, who could simply live in his own bubble, live in his own world, being open to showing that emotion on live TV. I think anybody that criticized Ali LaForce for asking that question is off the mark, because Ali actually told LeBron before the interview that she would ask him that. Some people thought that she had sandbagged him because he was so emotional. But LeBron said after the game and after the press conference that she had asked him if it was okay to ask him about that. So Ali did her job well, always does her job well. I think she's one of the preeminent sideline reporters and excellent at what she does and always professional. And it just goes to show you how the Twitter mob jumps to conclusions all of the time, buries people all of the time without nearly knowing enough information, and it happens time and time and time and time again. On the basketball floor, LeBron last night, 46 points in a 100-97 win in game number two. The good news is this. The Cavaliers get the split. They would like to have the first two because they were both at home. But the good news is the Cavaliers at least get one of the two, rebound after a miserable game number one. And LeBron James shows that he still has it when he needs to. He can fire in the first 16 points of the game. He can completely dominate a game. And that LeBron at 33 years old still can do that. That's the good news for Cleveland. The other good news is they're playing the Pacers, who are inexperienced in this spot. And as you saw last night, as good as Victor Oladipo can be, he had two chances for huge shots at the end of the game to tie and missed them both badly. They don't have a LeBron. They don't have a dynamic, once-in-a-lifetime, tremendous go-to scorer that you can trust in those slots. That's all the good news for the Cavaliers, and the Cavs still would have a potential game number seven at home. That's where the good news ends, because the bad news is the rest of that team stinks. They stunk in game one when LeBron wasn't otherworldly, and they stunk in game number two when LeBron was otherworldly. And this will come back to haunt them in the next series. I've said this time and time again, I'm going to keep hammering this. The worst thing that could have happened to the Cavaliers is the Sixers catching fire at the end of the regular season. Had they been the 3 seed instead of the 4 and taken on a vulnerable, broken, and wounded Celtics team of the second round, the Cavs might have gotten out of the second round. Just on the shoulders of LeBron alone being able to take it to a banged up and battered Boston team. They're not going to get out of the second round against Toronto. The Sixers caught fire. They leapfrog the Cavaliers into number 3. If they win, they would get the Celtics in the next round, assuming the Celtics finish off the Milwaukee Bucks and they have a 2-0 series lead. The Cavaliers are going to get punked in the next round. They're just not very good. Their defense is terrible. Their supplemental scoring around LeBron's bad. Kevin Love always dinged up, gets injured again last night. The young guys are too young. They can't step into those roles. They need LeBron to do too much. It showed again last night. I mean, think about this. LeBron had 46 points. The rest of the team had 54 combined. LeBron 46, the rest of the Cavs 54. When LeBron needs to score half of the points in your playoff win to just nip by the five seed, you're a fatally flawed team. The Cavs' best chance at getting back to the NBA Finals this year was being the 2 or the 3 seed, getting an injured, broken down Celtics team, and then hoping in the Eastern Finals that the Sixers knocked off Toronto and that LeBron could take advantage of the Sixers' inexperience. None of that happened for Cleveland. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. And that is toll-free, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Mike is next up. Abilene, Texas, listening to 98.1 of CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, DA. Let me get that beam up, brother.
You got it, bud. What's going on, man?
Well, I was on hold to talk about the Browns, but I would love to talk about the NBA, if that's okay with you.
You got it, man. What's up?
This Cavaliers team is a larger dumpster fire than the 2007 Cavaliers team. Everything you just said is just spot on. I've called several times over the years. You know me. I'm a diehard LeBron. I am literally hoping and praying they lose this series. I am so sick and tired of him being surrounded. And granted, he just lost Kyrie, so he had some help last year. Kevin Love is the most expensive liability I've ever seen in my entire life. He's been hurt or costing us playoff games and finals games since he's been in Cleveland, so I'm not sure why we're still holding on to this guy. There's no number two. Kevin Love is the number two, and he's garbage. The whole roster's garbage, and they almost lost, and LeBron played out of his mind. So I hate to see that kind of effort almost go unrewarded, and to, you know, to think about the body of LeBron, and he's defied father time. He's never been injured. This is asking to be injured. When you're doing this much for your team at this stage and nobody else can help you out, this is when you see these injuries happen. So I hope he checks out. I hope he starts just passing and not shooting and not being otherworld LeBron so that they can lose this series and he can get the heck out of Cleveland and I don't have to root for the Cleveland Cavaliers anymore. Appreciate it, DA.
All right, man. Thank you, Mike. Thank goodness the Cavaliers got that one championship. Because this would be really difficult for everybody to deal with in Cleveland if they knew it was the end and he was going to leave again and they still had not gotten over the hump a second time around. Is it guaranteed that he leaves? Not guaranteed. Remember, Cleveland does hold the Brooklyn Nets first round pick, and that is valuable in the draft, a potential top 10, top 5, maybe even the number one pick overall. Can they get the number one pick? Either way, it's an asset to be added to the Cleveland Cavaliers roster. But boy, they need more than that. Because, I mean, look at this. Love is injured again, and they have surrounded LeBron. And LeBron certainly has responsibility in building the front office, or building the roster, rather, as a point man of the front office. But he's surrounded by George Hill, Kyle Korver, J.R. Smith, Larry Nance Jr., Jeff Green, who, by the way, Jeff Green has played 40 minutes of basketball. 40 minutes of basketball in the first two games and has 2 points. Jeff Green has 2 points. This is the running mates of LeBron. Yikes. The Brooklyn Nets pick has a 2.6% chance of being number one overall. So you're saying there's a chance? When we come back here on the DA Show, are we headed for a sweet dose of Stanley Cup revenge served ice cold? Also, there's a picture making the rounds on social media, and Mraz is unhappy about it. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Are you a member of the Facebook family here on the DA show? If you're not, I'm going to give you a reason why you should be.
I'm on Facebook right now.
Because we will be discussing a picture making the social media rounds that Mraz is very unhappy about. And it is startling, to say the least. Go to Facebook.com/TheDA Show and like the show page.
Yeah, get my timeline popping.
Facebook.com/TheDA Show. Like the show page there. It's a one-stop shop for all of the DA Show goodness. This injury report brought to you by the Salt Institute. Taking a look at the latest injuries. Kevin Love, Cavs forward, of course, leaves last night's game with another injury. Partially torn ligament in his left thumb, although he is expected to play in game number 3. Boy, is that dude Glass Joe or what? If it's not his knee, it's his shoulder. If it's not his shoulder, it's his head. If it's not his head, it's his jaw. If it's not his jaw, it's his partially torn left thumb. And Joel Embiid is still doubtful for tonight's game number 3 for the Heat and 76ers, still recovering from the orbital fracture. Embiid taking to social media saying that he's frustrated he's not playing, but it looks like they're going to keep him out again. After exercise, it is critical to replace both water and salt lost through perspiration during the activity that you had. Salt is a vital component of hydration, and that's why athletes need it too. Find out more at littlesalt.org. So, the Penguins look good again. Stanley Cup playoffs last night. Matt Murray coming up huge with a shutout win on the road in the Illadel. For all the good vibes that Philly has had with the Eagles, Villanova, the Sixers, the Flyers came into the playoffs looking dangerous, and the Penguins have just wiped the carpet with them. It's a 3-1 Penguins lead after a 5-0 drubbing last night. You get a goal and you get a goal. Sidney Crosby scores. Phil Kessel scores. Letang scores. Malkin scores. It goes on and on and on. And Matt Murray pitches the shutout. So the Penguins are a win away from the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. A place where the Las Vegas Knights already are. And don't look now, but the Penguins looked dominant. The Knights looked dominant. And should they meet in a potential Stanley Cup final, that would be the ultimate revenge. Because remember, while Marc-Andre Fleury won 3 cups with the Penguins, he was deemed expendable because he was older. He was in his 30s. He had become very iffy in the postseason recently, and Matt Murray was the surer, younger bet. And now Murray versus Marc-Andre Fleury could be our Stanley Cup matchup. And how tasty might that be for the Stanley Cup? We're a ways away. Weird things happen to the Cup playoffs. But Mraz, you got to admit, both the Knights of the Penguins look right now to be machines.
You are a machine of death.
Really would be the ultimate revenge for Marc-Andre Fleury after melting down time and time again in Pittsburgh playoff series to come back after being casted off and maybe take out the big bad Penguins. The Penguins, for a lot of the casual fans who may not realize this, have in many ways become like the Warriors in the NHL. They're always there, star in Sidney Crosby, and you're just waiting like we hoped Smashville would last year for somebody to take down Goliath. You start rooting for the little guy, and Vegas might be that little guy this year.
4 games last night, no overtime winners, which means we do not get to update our beloved NHL 94 Sega Genesis overtime playoff montage. But there's plenty more game to the first round. Tonight, Bruins and Maple Leafs, as the Maple Leafs look to tie up the series at home. Also, the Capitals taking on the Columbus Blue Jackrabbits in Columbus. Blue Jackets lead that series 2-1. Now, if you go to our Facebook page, you will see a picture that has got everybody talking. This picture is from Halloween, gosh, I would say
2016.
This is Halloween 1999. And in this picture is 3 young children. Although there's 2 young children that are evident, and 1 looks like a middle-aged man. That middle-aged man is dressed as a tin man. And I would imagine that that middle-aged man is with his two young daughters. It looks like maybe a mid-30s, larger man, bald, chubby, with his two tiny daughters who are adorable, who are cute, who look like they are ready for a night of trick-or-treating. One is Minnie Mouse. One might be a wizard or a...
what kind of witch?
A witch, perhaps.
I thought they were both prisoners.
But it's so nice, right, Bogish, that you have these two young children, these two young, adorable daughters, and they're with their middle-aged, balding dad, right?
It's sweet. It's the American family.
Until you realize that's 12-year-old Mraz.
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself, chubby person.
This is one of the greatest pictures ever.
Mraz, that's you at 12? You look like the guy from Mike and Molly.
I look like a starting left tackle in the NFL at Bill Belichick's costume party.
You look bigger than Eric Flowers in that picture.
You wonder where I get it from.
The arrows if I only had a heart.
You know what's a fun game? Play pick out Sean's nose and mouth, which you can't.
Seriously.
There's just seriously. Eyes and
nothing. By golly, Miss Molly. I think they gave me that mask so I wouldn't eat candy along the route.
It's a mask. What is wrong?
There's no mask. It's just two eyes and then something that looks like maybe two cheeks.
Yeah.
And a mouth smashed with a nose, smashed with a cheek, smashed with a chin,
you know what it
smashed
is?
With a second chin.
Google 3D sonogram. You look like a baby in utero still developing.
Bogus is just crying right now. He's got tears in his eyes. This picture is amazing, isn't it?
Why would you focus on my face and not acknowledging that I'm wearing oak tag wrapped in foil and duct tape?
We'll get there.
Well, everything is amazing about this picture. How much older are you than your sisters in this picture?
One of them, I'm 3 years older. The other 5 years.
Something different. It's amazing. Like, why are you not looking at the camera? Like, you're off to the side.
I mean, you're only 3 and 5 years older than your sisters. I mean, they look like tiny little munchkins compared to you. You look like this is like Land of the Lilliputians.
I'm 12, one's 9, one's 7.
Oh, my God.
Thick person.
Oh, my God. And so you're just wearing aluminum foil over a sandwich cardboard cutout, right?
Exactly. You're just with duct tape holding down the foil.
I said on yesterday's show, it looks like you're looking for a job during the Great Depression. Just...
Based on that costume, my parents may have been.
What?
This is such an epic picture, and you're upset at it because you think your parents didn't do enough to give you a legit costume.
Yeah, like at the time, I was probably psyched, like, okay, I have a costume, and now I look back, and this is embarrassing. Like, all my friends, and you wonder why I have these horror stories about Halloween where I'm getting hit with flower socks and
you
eggs.
You deserved it.
You know, everybody can go up the block to the Halloween store and buy a $30 costume. My parents are sitting there with the duct tape and foil trying to turn me into a Wizard of Oz character.
Well, I don't know if you need a $30 costume, but even a $6.99 costume might be better than that one.
Why couldn't I just be the baseball player like all my friends? Why did I have to look like this?
Oh my God. What is on your chin? Is that
what did they bolt to your face?
Dump it, bro. It was definitely definitely a mask. I think I still own it, but yes.
Oh man. And you got the oil thing on the top of your head. Everything about this is amazing. But, I mean, honestly.
I'm so fat.
You look older than Kevin James there. How is it possible? Hey, you look like Ralph Cramden. How is it possible you're that big and that old at 12?
I mean, he was off 4 fast food meals in 5 days at this point. There's no doubt.
I mean, you were actually fatter then.
I was fatter. Well, I mean, fat to body ratio for sure.
Yeah.
I was a blubbering fat kid. wonder why I never made it as an athlete and I made it here.
It's so good.
I'm still back onto like the geography of between your eyes and chin. What all that is.
Just, yeah. I don't know. Is the mouth open? Is the mouth closed?
Is there a mouth? Do you have a third nostril? I don't understand.
So good. You got to check out this picture and send along your comments. We put it on Twitter, DA on CBS, also on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDA Show. I posted it yesterday morning during the show, so if you go to our Facebook page, just scroll back to yesterday morning. But, I mean, legit, Bogish has tears in his eyes looking at that picture.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. There's just something new. And can I add one thing to this? I'm at a general computer here. I wanted to get the picture in front of me, so I started typing in Damon Amendola to get to your Twitter account.
Yeah.
The third Google suggestion is Damon Amendola girlfriend.
Yeah.
People are that concerned with who you're dating?
Yes.
Wow, good for you.
It's very creepy.
Good for you.
Yeah, very creepy. All right, when we come back here on the show, sound check your best audio of the day, and I promise I will read through the commentary about this picture of Mraz as a 12-year-old gargantuan tin man next.
This is why we have the internet.
CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This year like last year, the best is right here. On CBS.
It's the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, it's a happy Thursday to you, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
Come on, Damon. Wake up.
Remember, you can take us with you wherever you go on your phone. Yes, we're in your pocket all of the time. And download the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, the Radio.com app, or Apple Music. And you can listen to the DA Show in its entirety every single morning. You can also watch us. It's mobile-friendly, the digital simulcast going on at watchda.com. The NFL draft is almost here. Nobody covers it better than NFL Network. Go behind the scenes and into all 32 war rooms as the stars of tomorrow are selected. The 2018 NFL draft starts April the 26th on NFL Network and on Fox. This is when you guys really shine. This is when the D-Aliens truly show how talented they are. When I post a photo of Mraz as the Tin Man at 12 years old, looking like 40-year-old Ralph Cramden, this is when I know there's genius that's going to come back. It is posted on both my Twitter feed and our Facebook feed. And the comments are amazing. They're amazing. Many of them I can't read on the air, but they're all damn near amazing. So here's what you have to do. You have to be following the DA Show on both Twitter and on Facebook so that you can get into the garden party here and get involved with the commentary that surrounds moments like this. That's DA on CBS on Twitter and on Facebook. Go there and like the show page that you're a follower, part of the Facebook family, facebook.com/TheDA Show. I'm going to get to sound check right now, and then afterwards, I'm going to read through my favorite comments about the picture from Halloween 1999.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Good news is the Cavaliers won last night. Bad news is outside of LeBron, everybody else stunk. Kyle Korver with a couple of hustle plays. That was good, but just a couple of hustle plays from Korver is not going to be enough for the LeBron-led Cavaliers to do anything in the NBA postseason. And now, Kevin Love, having shot just 5 of 16 for the field last night, seems to have torn or at least sprained a ligament in his thumb.
I saw the replay, too. It didn't look good. Hurt pretty bad. Initially, I told Ty afterward that could have gone back in, but I think he liked the flow out there, and guys made big plays down the stretch. So, so I could feel great tomorrow, but throw some ice on it, tape it up, and be ready to go.
So I'm not saying that Kevin Love is soft. I'm just saying he's always injury prone. I mean, it's always something with this guy. And it's nice that he's going to be back out there for game number 3. That's cool. But, I mean, remember Kevin Love was dealing with a concussion in the playoffs in the NBA Finals a couple of years ago? This year, he missed a long stretch of the season with the head injury. He also has admitted, and it took courage to do so, but discussed his panic attacks, his anxiety. Now he's got a sprained ligament in his thumb. He's had a bum shoulder. He's had a bum knee. At the time that they made the trade, trading away Andrew Wiggins for Kevin Love, I said I would much have rather seen Andrew Wiggins grow up alongside, develop and mature alongside LeBron James to be a young, dynamic scorer that LeBron can then lean on as he gets older in that franchise, in that organization. I said, you may regret the day you traded away Wiggins for Kevin Love, but that everything is forgiven as long as you get that parade. And they got the parade, and so you know what? Everything is fine. Everything is gravy. It is all worth it no matter what you do. It is all validated as long as you get that championship ring and you get to hang that banner, and they did. And let's face it, Andrew Wiggins hasn't turned into any great shakes. He has moments, but he is just as prone to disappear as Kevin Love has been. But man, I mean, can Love ever stay healthy? JD Martinez, looking at his brand new teammates and saying, boy, 15-2 sounds good.
Like, honestly, I didn't even know we were like that, like, you know, 15-2. I don't think anybody in here is really paying any attention to that.
Which is the right attitude. But the Red Sox are legit good right now. They're legit great right now. It's still very early. Lots of things could happen. But Dave Dombrowski has built a winner. Looks like the bullpen's very good. The starting pitching, obviously, led by Chris Sale, is very good. If David Price is not all up in his emotions, he can be very good. The lineup has all the killer bees in it. Look what Mookie Betts has already done early this season. Then you add J.D. Martinez. There's a reason they've got the best record in all of baseball, 15-2, and went to Anaheim the last couple of days to take on an Angels team that leads the West and has hammered them in both games by football scores. And finally, Russell Westbrook, after last night's Thunder Big 3, go 0 for the fourth quarter.
You just got to be aggressive. Miss and make shots. Shots are going to fall. Those guys are unbelievable scorers, and we trusted in those guys all season long, and we will continue to do that.
So I'm going to deep dive into OKC's problems last night coming up at the top of the hour. But I will say it sounds like the Thunder's whistling past the graveyard a little bit, and I feel like they've been doing that a lot this season. They can always say, we've got the talent, we'll be fine, shots didn't fall, this and that. But last night, Russ, Melo, and playoff P, Paul George, all were bad when it mattered most in a playoff game. And when all three go haywire in a postseason game, that's a real problem. And all season long, they've said, we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. Well, at some point in time, you're not so fine. And can I just take a moment to wax Donovan Mitchell? Because Donovan Mitchell scores 28 points last night. He now, in his first two playoff games ever, surpassed Michael Jordan's record for most points scored in your first two playoff games. Donovan Mitchell ended up getting drafted midway through the first round. And I believe you will see an NBA community keep going back to, can you believe how many teams passed on Donovan Mitchell for a long time? Look at some of the guys that were drafted ahead of him. Just think about the New York Knicks alone. What would the Knicks look like if you had Kristaps Porzingis and Donovan Mitchell to build around? Or Kristaps Porzingis and Dennis Smith Jr., who had a very good season for the Dallas Mavericks. The Pistons took Luke Kennard one spot ahead of Donovan Mitchell. Look at some of the guys that were selected ahead of Donovan Mitchell. This was the draft. Markelle Fultz 1, Lonzo Ball 2, Jason Tatum 3, Josh Jackson 4, De'Aaron Fox 5, Jonathan Isaac 6, Lauri Markkanen, 7. Neil Aquina, 8. Dennis Smith Jr., 9. Zach Collins, 10. Malik Monk, 11. Luke Kennard, 12. Donovan Mitchell, 13. Number one, Donovan Mitchell has a chance to be the best player in this draft. Jason Tatum's been phenomenal. Lauri Markkanen has certainly flashed. There's been moments for a lot of these guys. Markel Fultz had that triple-double at the end of the season. Lonzo Ball clearly had a couple of nice moments this year for the Lakers. But it's possible at number 12, or number 13 rather, Mitchell becomes the best player in this draft because he has been doing it all season long and carrying a team that, by the way, lost Gordon Hayward to free agency. People haven't realized how good Mitchell has been because he's played in Utah. But Donovan Mitchell has been phenomenal, and could you imagine if Hayward had not left, what a combo platter of Mitchell and Hayward would have been with the Utah Jazz. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Man, we can't stop laughing around here because of the picture that we have found, that we have uncovered, of Mraz at 12 years old, Halloween 1999, wearing the Tin Man outfit. He might be 12 years old, but he looks like a 40-year-old Ralph Cramden. He might as well have been the Honeymooners. It is unbelievable at 12 years old what he looks like. Drenge tweets in, DA, this picture is simply frightening. Jason tweets, is this an early 420 joke? With those red eyes staring off into the distance, what's with him? Mikey tweets, geez, they could have legitimately used this pic of the Andre the Giant documentary. Hugo tweets, I just had to pull over. I almost wrecked. Thanks. Rob tweets, does Mraz have a set of wax lips that he has spray painted gray over? What's up with the nose mouth area? Ben tweets, how many kids did Mraz scare that night? Hashtag the horror. It's true, Mraz. Were you the scariest kid on the block with that costume?
In the moment, I didn't realize, but I must have been, and this must have been why I couldn't pick up any chicks on Halloween 1999 either.
Well, you were 12. I don't know how many 12-year-olds are picking up chicks.
No, but you could flirt. Cooties go out the window at 12.
Matt tweets, that's Mraz at the age of 12? 12? Are you talking dog years? That cannot be a human 12-year-old. Bill tweets, what the hell is that? That's child abuse.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Robert tweets, is this after the neighborhood bully shook him down? That's got to be before, right?
Well, no, it would start be my, it would probably be right around this time. The next 2 years would be where I really started to get Halloween ruined for me.
That is right.
Adam tweets, is that metal jawline holding all three of Mraz's chins?
It's a little uncalled for.
Daniel tweets, it looks like his parents tried to turn him into Veruca Salt, or is that Veronica Salt, as a blueberry in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. They tried to round him up a little bit more with the foil, but forgot the blue paint. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa. Don't. I want an Oompa Loompa now.
Don't worry, Mama and Papa Mraz. You already have one, son. Eric writes on Facebook, Tin Man, that's no moon. That's a space station. Hashtag Death Star. Aaron tweets, back on the farm, we had tractor funnels that would have fit his head better. Hashtag raw.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Harry writes, Dorothy would have been more afraid of that Tin Man than the Wicked Witch of the West. Richard writes on Facebook, is that Mraz at 12 or after he ate a 12-year-old?
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself, Fat Lord.
Michael writes, this picture looks like it was taken a week ago. Again, well, no, it's serious. I mean, at 12 years
old. A week ago? Come on.
At 12, there you are right now 30 years old. That picture is easily an early 20-something.
Yeah, I mean, size and width-wise, you can't see my baby face behind that mask.
It's a hard candy.
What did you think? I got this job 5 years ago and then I ballooned? Like, it was a progressive thing my whole life.
No, I know, but you look so old in this picture.
Well, I look so old now. I haven't had hair in years. Chubby person.
Larry writes on Facebook, this explains oh so much. Chubbo the Tin Man lives.
Chubby.
Brandon writes, this cannot be unseen. Kyle writes on Facebook, that's a tin-wrapped Michelin man.
Thick.
Kevin writes, he's just big-boned.
Puffiness with sodium.
Michael writes, was that voluntary? It was voluntary, Mraz.
I mean, I was slim pickings as to what I could be.
Spencer writes, I'd flower sock that.
So many different emotions on so many different levels.
You did get flower sock back in the day.
A lot.
Matt writes, the tin Buddha.
I mean, I am wearing science poster board. It's making me look wider.
There's just so much about this picture that is so great. You have to see this. On Twitter, DA on CBS. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. It's just so good. And Mraz's two younger sisters look like they're his daughters. They're just mighty mites running around. They're only 3 and 5 years younger than him. Meantime, he looks like Mike from Mike and Molly dressed as the Tin Man. It's incredible.
You're a fatty like me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.